Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to you for a while. Well, I've been up, I've been down, I've been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine, causing every life.
Better, better, better. It's alright, try your eyes and the
so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better.
My life. Praise God to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, and Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it on today. For it was the Lord that woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. Oh, bless his holy name. As we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, waiting on for everything on this morning, realizing that it is God who made us and not we ourselves. For God is a good one. He's a merciful God, an everlasting God, eternal God. Oh, yes, that provides for all of our benefit, spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the thanks and giving his name the praise on today. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, what a merciful God and what a mighty God that we have, that we should show forth the praise of him. God, oh God, We love you, God. We adore you, God. We praise you. We worship you, God. And we thank you, God, because of who you are in our lives on today. On today, we say, Lord God, have your perfect will and your perfect way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, we thank you. And God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. God, we magnify your holy name because of who you are on today. God, we thank you because you said you would never leave nor forsake. And we thank you, Lord, that you have not left us, that you are always standing by our side. Oh, glorious God. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we thank you so in the name of Jesus. So we say, have your perfect will. Have your perfect way on today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, on today. So have your way. And Lord, we cannot stop praising and praying unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. What a mighty, mighty God we serve on today. On today, if it had not been for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God. Oh, where would we be? But because, Lord God, you loved us so, in spite of all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our shortcomings, all of our downfalls, you love us so, Father God, to give us one more chance to be here in the land of the living to get it right. On today, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the day being as well as it is on today. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for this day, this terrific Tuesday morning, Lord God, that we are here to celebrate and to worship your holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. Lord God, when you say move right now in every one of us on today. Lord God, have your perfect will. Have your perfect way in every one of us internationally, and locally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, set our minds anew. Stir our hearts anew on today in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way on today in everybody's home, everybody's workplace, everybody, Lord God, job, everybody's business. Lord God, you take full control of everything on today, that it'll be moved, Lord God, with your grace and with your mercy, Lord God, that you will elevate us to a higher level in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we will put our foot on the enemy's head in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, right now, renew mindsets. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Especially your people, Lord God. Renew the mindset in the name of Jesus. Take everything out, Lord God, that will not benefit or does not benefit any of us, Lord God. And put in everything, Lord God, that we can use it to upbuild and uplift your kingdom and help somebody along the way. In the name of Jesus. Father God, a lot of evil is going out in the world today. In the name of Jesus. But Lord, you give us the opportunity, Lord God, and the choices to do right or to do wrong. And Lord God, we choose the right, Lord God, because you made us to be righteous, Lord God, as you made us in your image, Father God. Oh God, right now, touch every man, touch every heart, touch every thought process, right now in the name of Jesus. God, have your way. Touch every marriage in the name of Jesus. Touch our youth, our children, in the name of Jesus. Touch the homeless, Lord God. Touch the clothed, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hungry, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord God, everything, Father God, in this earth, from the north and the south, the east and the west, Lord God. Touch those human traffic movers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, Father God. Touch their mind and touch their hearts. Don't let them sleep, Lord God. Don't let them do what they're doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those pimps right now, in the name of Jesus. Touch those prostitutes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, touch those murderers, those thieves, in the name of Jesus. Save, deliver, and set all of them free right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, when you set them free in the name of Jesus and you save them, Lord God, use them for your works and your building of your kingdom, Almighty God, in the name of Yerobosah. In the name of Jesus, do it right now. Oh, glory be to God. And Lord, we're going to thank you. Lord, we're going to praise you. And Lord, we're going to glorify your holy name in the earth. Lord, because we know you're soon to come back. And none of us, Lord God, want to be left, that you gather us up, Lord God, under your wings, Lord God, to keep us, Lord God, in your realm, in your presence, Lord God, for your good, in the name of Jesus. God, do it on today. God, do it on today. Now, Lord God, we ask that you dispense healing, blessings, miracles, signs, and miracles, wonders, oh God. Release it now through your Holy Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Lord God, stir the atmosphere right now. Somebody needs you, Lord God, right now. Somebody is standing at the verge of a decision. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, that you take full control of the circumstance and situation. Glory be to God, Lord of us. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move right now. Let your anointing flow and overflow and overtake your people, Lord God, to steer us and to keep us in the right direction, to keep us, Lord God, planted, Father God, and keep us on the proper path. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, let your blood, let it flow right now, as never before. Let it flow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we will thank you. God, we will praise you. God, we will glorify your holy name because of who you are, Lord. and Satan in our lives on today. Touch every church leader, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, in the center of your protection in the name of Jesus. Touch their helpers, oh God. Bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, renew us. Renew our mind. Renew our heart. Watch it, Father God, that we can focus and stay connected to the vine and connected to you and nothing else in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray this prayer. We pray this prayer corporately, Lord God, internationally, nationally, and locally in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we give you the thanks. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory shall be thine. For it's in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. From whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the God we serve is good and very good and worthy to be praised. Oh, bless your holy name. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we do praise you on today. Mighty, 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 mighty good Father, in the name of Jesus, have your perfect will and your perfect way. Take us where we need to be taken on today, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, that we can stay connected to you in the name of Jesus and not stray and not turn around. Oh, glory be to God. Help us on today. Father God, spread the good news of the gospel to a dying world, to somebody, Lord God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin on today. So have your way in Jesus' name. We thank God. We thank God. And now we turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Hey, God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless him. God bless everyone. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you this beautiful morning. And you know what? I just want to tell someone out there internationally, locally, what the enemy meant for bad, God always meant it for good. And in everything, you give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. And with everything, you give thanks unto the Lord. That means no matter what, no matter what it looks like, no matter what things is, you give thanks. You got to learn how to say thank you. And the things that we encounter today and encounter into this disposition time period, we're forgetting how to say thanks. We forget to say thanks for different things and different things that we undergo in our personal life. Amen. But we got to get to the place to where we're giving thanks to God, and we just thank God for him. But I know that it's a remnant of people, my God Almighty, this morning that just ready to give thanks unto the Lord no matter what. Whatever situation that they've been in or whatever situation that their life was in, they are ready to give thanks unto the Lord. And I know that it's a remnant of people internationally, amen, is ready to just give thanks to the Lord. And you know, Pastor Smith, it seems like the body of Christ, we give thanks longest, I could say, what we look like or seems to be in our eyesight, blessings. Longest, what we quote unquote consider peace, or what we quote unquote consider joy, or what we quote unquote consider everything is going good or everything is going right in our life, we consider we understand to give thanks. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace, and thank you, Lord, for the joy. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, keeping food on my table. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for you know, keeping me along my way. You know, thank you, Lord, for keeping me closed in my right mind. You know, thank you, Lord, for my finances, my job, and my good report on my doctor's report today. Thank you, Lord. See, we know that one realm of thank you, and we only engage into that one realm of thank you. But the Bible says, give thanks to the Lord. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. In all things. That means it's some thank you going to come past your capacity of thanking. It's some thank you or appreciation going to come. It's gonna come in your life, and it's gonna go past your ability to comprehend what you consider not a thank you moment. Amen. And not a thank you moment. What doesn't look like a thank you moment? What don't look like a thank you moment? Somebody done transitioned and gone over glory. What look like a thank you moment? Being lied on, being a persecutor, being slandered. What look like not a thank you moment? I don't have enough finances to take care of my necessary means or take care of different bills. I don't have the joy like I used to have. I don't have the peace like I used to have. What is not a thank you moment, quote unquote, what we consider not a thank you moment? My home is not right. I'm not in awe with this. I just can't do that. I can't do that. So we as people, because of the intellect, or because of the different types of teaching and interpretation, we don't categorize how our movement and what we perceive to give glory unto God. Even though scripture is right in front of us and it's just plain as day, but we still, our minds are so powerful, regardless of if it's the truth or regardless if it's in front of us, we're going to develop what we conceive to be what we want it to be. That's how powerful the human mind is. You know, if you can look at a tree and your mind gets so powerful, you can see something else. You don't have to identify that as a tree. You can identify that as something else. Amen? Because we have the power to change the direction of our thinking. We have the power to change the direction of our walk and of our movement. We have the power. And we don't, and I see the body of Christ, we don't create it something to where we are entrapped in ourselves. It's not the enemy is trapped in us, because the enemy is using what's in us to trap us. And that's why God been speaking on all last week, facing your giants, facing the giant that is within inside of you. I got a question. How many of us gave thanks, say, God, I thank you for persecution. I thank you for being lied on. I thank you, even though I thank you that I got up this morning and my body wasn't filled up to it. I thank you, God, because I'm ready to throw in the towel. I thank you, God, I don't have no peace. I thank you, God, I don't have no joy. See, that doesn't go along with the mindset of capacity, with the mindset what we are learned, what you are taught, or what you have in your learning bank today. That doesn't go along with it. That ain't the time. What we consider as give appreciation to the Lord, we'll look at it as that ain't the time to give appreciation to the Lord. Time to jump on the double back. That's the time to get some things straight. That's some time to, oh, no. The Bible says, through all things, give thanks. truth. Why? Because it's going to go past your spiritual understanding. The Spirit of the Lord go past our spiritual understanding, and we don't have the capacity to hold God in a certain place and put him in a certain category. If you engage into some things this morning, you got to let the adversary know that I'm not frustrated, I'm not weary, I'm going to give thanks to God, because at the end of the day, what goes on into the Spirit of the living God, it goes beyond my spiritual comprehension. It goes beyond my mind comprehension. So therefore, I'm going to give thanks to God regardless. Yeah, I got a boss man on my job ready to get rid of me, and they're ready to sabotage me. But God, I thank you for giving me the job. I thank you for opening up opportunities for I can have employment. I thank you for, my God, for the peace. I thank you, even though peace isn't here right now, I still giving you thanks. Because what are you doing? You are penetrating through darkness to reign in the light. Say that again. You are penetrating through darkness to reign in the light. We gotta understand, saints of God, it's not so much a darkness that we always look at. I'm gonna see that darkness. We always gotta attack on or want to deal with somebody else's issues. We always want to deal with somebody else's darkness. You know, that's the darkness of somebody else. That's somebody else's issues. But we gotta understand that we have a situation. We have a side of us that is a dark side that is inside of us that we're gonna have to allow that light to penetrate through, for we can give thanks to God. Through all things, give thanks. You give God the praise. Amen. You give God the shout of glory. Because at the end of the day, if it wasn't for the fiery darts to be thrown at your way, you won't be that strong. You wouldn't have that strong mind to be a successful businessman or be a successful businesswoman. If it wasn't for lies and persecution, you would not be stern enough or strong enough to bring another sister or bring another brother from a place of hurt into a place of God's glorious light. If it wasn't for, my God Almighty, a God that led an individual to transition and transition over, you will be still stuck in the place you say, Lord, how long they got to suffer? How long they got to go through agony and pain? All things, even though we don't know what it is, we give thanks unto the Lord, because you better believe through you giving thanks no matter what, you giving praise no matter what, you just giving God the glory no matter what. You better believe that everything is working out for your good. And I'm declaring and decreeing this morning that what the enemy meant for bad for your life, for your ministry, for your mind, for your home, for your, for my God, place where you could get into your purpose, what the enemy meant for bad, I'm telling you right now, it's always good in it. The enemy just don't want you to see the good. He wants you to see what is not in there. And let me tell you something, that's why we got to give thanks unto the Lord, because giving thanks unto the Lord, we allow the enemy to say, no, I don't see what's going on, I see what God is up to. I see what God's going to bring. I see what God's going to deliver. I'm seeing what God is going to show me. Remember this, saints of God. Remember this this morning. Remember this. The world, your capacity of storing knowledge, everything is based upon information. Everything upon information. Question, what type of information? You have different types of information, different types of information. You have information that comes in a form of instructions. You have information that comes in a form of encouragement. You have information that comes on comes in a form of advice. It's different types of information. You have information that comes on a form in comes in a form to be categorized, try to destroy you or bring attack to your character or your personality. All of it is considered information. Watch this. In order to receive the information, a carrier had to bring it to you. Information doesn't come by itself. Information comes because it's been carried or because you seek the information, and information was released. And we got to understand that Everything that God has for us is in a form of information. This is the thing that the Holy Ghost showed me this morning as I was getting up, getting ready for the heading out. He showed me, he said, we talk about things, but we really doesn't apply it. We have in church, but we are not really living it. We praise Him, but we are not seeing the appreciation, the benefit from it. We see this thing when we get finished reading the scripture, everyone knows it. God, thank you for the hearers and the doers of His word.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to apply? How are you applying or receiving information that comes in your life? Are you going to allow certain types of information to begin to move you or to begin to change your mind or your form of thinking? What type of information that we as people of God, we as believers, allow to come into our life? Is it really the attack of the enemy? Or is it really information that is given, and I receive certain information and apply the information that I got the wrong way? I'm applying information, or I'm applying, my God, certain communication that I should not be applying. Why? It's not affecting, it don't have no benefit in my life. You know, some of us, we have a $1 million idea, but we engage into $5 problems. Let me say that again. Some of us, we get to the place to where we have a $1 million idea, a $1 million concept. We are very prosperous in the spirit. We are engaging into God, engaging into our assignment. But a moment when a $5 problem come or $5 information come, we engage into the $5 problem. We engage into the $5 information. Why the $5 different? Because the information you are receiving doesn't have no value in your life to where you are at right now. You got to hold yourself to a place where God don't place you at. And don't come down. If you up and you don't come into a place, you understand, you got information, you apply it, don't come down. Why in the world a multimillionaire, my God, and a multimillionaire get up every morning dealing with multi-million dollars, dealing with multi-million dollar information, amen, networking and all this, and want to come down and mess with a $5 problem? $5 problem. Stop selling your information or selling your movement for cheap pennies. You don't sacrifice to be where you at with God. I feel the Holy Ghost. You don't pay the price to be where you at with the Lord. You don't sacrifice time after time, day after day. You don't give thanks. You don't win through. You don't been pushing. You don't give God a praise. Now God is ready to position you to take you into the biggest breakthrough of your life, for your ministry, for your home, for your, my God, in your journey. You don't went up into a place of prosperity in the spirit. Why saints of God, why peoples of God, you want to come down for a $5 problem or $5 information or $5 conversation? It doesn't have no value to you, because your life, the capacity of your life don't grow. Your finances, your spiritual finances, spiritual mindset, it don't grow. You don't go in a whole new place. You're not in a project mentality no more. And I'm saying there's anything wrong with it, quote unquote. I know many people that is living there. But if you don't get into a place of more than enough, why go back to lack? Why go back to poverty? You came down to poverty. Why go back? You came down to lack. Why go back? It's just like this here, Pastor Smith. Let me say this. I'm finna move out of the way. God don't bless you. Property, he don't bless you with land, he don't bless you with houses, bless you with your home, he don't bless you with your own trust, he don't bless you with so much. You got blessed with all this. You're living in your house, you enjoy the blessings, you're very good, it's very great, it's everything good. You got some information that came to you and says the house you're living in is not your house. The first thing you're going to wander and ponder, like, wait a minute, I signed the deed. I went through the process. First thing you're going to do, wait a minute, something wrong with this information. Is I'm correct?
Man.
Let me, what, I got this letter. I got this information. Now, I know I went through the process. I purchased my home. I dealt with a bank. I dealt with a mortgage company, put a down deposit on my home, written out my thing. But I got some information that the home that I'm living in is not my home. Are you going to fight for your home, or are you just going to consider and just pack up and move out? Are you going to do some investigation? Because at the end of the day, the information, we're not saying it's not true or not. The information that you're receiving, it takes something to look into. And the first thing we're going to do, we're going to backtrack and go back to the beginning of what our experience was. What is the beginning of our experience? I dealt with my mortgage company. Let me get my paper, call this mortgage company, and find out what's going on. Let me find out what's going on. Because I got some information, and I just want to make sure before I entertain the information that it's not true. And the way I do that, investigation to receive what? More information to confirm where I'm at is the actual legitimate place. Make sure that the spirit of scary is not coming trying to scare me out of my home, scare me out of my blessing, scare me out of my mindset. How many of us as saints of God is being scammed out of our position, out of our assignment, out of our place with God, out of our blessings, out of our healings, out of our deliverance? We've been scammed. Don't answer the phone when they come in to and tell you this here. Know your information. Know your facts. Know who your God is. Know who you're around. Know what you want. Know your identity. And that way, when a scare comes with the information, it cannot scam you. And you can stay up into the wealthy place and will not come down into a $5 or $3.45 issue where God don't got you reigning with men. He got you reigning with prosperity. He got you reigning with joy. He got you reigning with peace. He got you reigning with happiness. Do not be scammed, because there's a spirit of scammery stealing and killing and robbing and stealing the saints for their victory, robbing and stealing the saints for their joy, robbing and stealing the saints. My God, don't get scammed by the manipulating spirit, because it's scamming so many saints of God. And it's making you feel as though the information that you receive is true. I never seen an individual take information, work hard for, and take the information and just going to sit there without fight. Ain't going to sit there without investigation. It's not going to sit there. Saints of God, we got to come into a place to where we are stronger than what we present out. We got to come into the place, because I don't think, Pastor Smith, that you're going to sit there and allow a letter to pack up your whole life and move you back into a duplex or move you back where you come from. I don't think so. I think you'll put up a fight by the time you get the information. And the first source, you always go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning of what? My encounter. And once I go back to the beginning of my encounter, I begin to work my way on up into the information line, confirm what I receive is not true. How many of us is doing a proper investigation in the Holy Ghost and investigating different things to make sure we're confirming that the information I receive, that God told me to be here, God don't told me to walk this way, God don't told me to do this, to make sure what I'm receiving is true. Amen. 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 I hope I help someone. I hope I help our families and friends internationally. And I hope we help someone this day. And in all things, give thanks. You give thanks to the Lord in all things. Don't wake up and don't go through another day and just looking at your situation, looking at problem. It comes to a time where you got to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I heard this. Thank you. Thank you. And don't get scammed by the information that you are receiving. You know the price that you paid. You know what you don't walk through. You know your identity. You know who you are. You know facts and facts from fiction. Don't get scammed by the information that the enemy brings to you, because he's scamming everybody. That's what a con man does. He is slick. Mm-hmm. He is cunning. He comes like a thief. He's a thief. That's a scammer. That's what they do. They scam. They are slick. They are cunning. They are thieves. And guess what? They don't use information that is something that they know is not going to remove you. They got to scam you with some information that they know that they got some truth on you with.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, Pastor Smith. The enemy, the scammer know that he has a house. So if they don't see information, because that's public records, that you could go and look through and say, okay, he owns his home. He in a home.
Mm-hmm.
And just do a little background check on him and get a little information. I take the little information I have on him, release other information to get him to move.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be so quick to give up your blessings, to give up who you are, to go back to mess with a $5 issue where it doesn't have no value to you and God got you in a place of more than enough. God bless you. I hope we said something that brings a blessing to you. It's your life. Remember this, saints of God. It's not about your neighbor. It's not about your friend. It's not about no one. It's about what the enemy is trying to do to tear you down and move you from a place. And he comes like a thief to steal from you. Don't allow him to steal. Don't allow him to do it. Protect the information. Protect your place. Protect what God has for you. And if you need to be confirmed or reconfirmed on some things, there's nothing wrong with that, because that's biblical. God always confirms. He's always in the confirming business and to reassure you. And sometimes we got to go back to the beginning to make sure we are confirmed and reconfirmed. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor Smith. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, saints, rebuke those $5 problems, because God has riches more than enough for you. We thank God. We thank the apostle for, that excellent word this morning. Amen. Give us pause, something to think about. Amen. Because we pay a price. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You come on back tomorrow morning, praise God, at 7 a.m., where we'll do it all over again. And don't forget, 12 a.m. prayer, amen, Wednesday night, going into Thursday morning, amen. Also, don't forget about the revival that is coming the 27th and the 28th of July at the Crown Plaza Hotel. 6:30 p.m. nightly. Be there. Get your blessing that God has for you. Well, may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And you have a God-blessed
day. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.